A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Is Pinterest a hobby? I Pinterest like every day.
Me too.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I didn't know this.
I have a hobby, you guys.
How I define a hobby.
Please do.
On this show.
Yeah, tell me.
There's maybe not a better word for it.
Okay.
Also, I'm going to vape, but it's not.
It's all right. Not,
there's no smoke. It's just like water. I'm not going to do it in your face.
Right. Is it a nicotine based vape? How is that going? Is it helping?
You love it.
You're like, I love it just as much as I love smoking.
I don't smoke anymore, though.
Right. But it's now the idea is that you're going to cut back on vaping because now you're vape. Oh, no.
I'm never like trying to quit.
Oh, all right. I mean, I'm glad I cleared that up.
That's one of the things that Nia and I first bonded over was that we both smoked. I love smoking. I never was amazing. Like, I'm trying to quit. Like, I don't like the idea of trying to quit. I'm either quit or not. You know what I mean? Like, trying to quit for me sounds like torture.
Yeah.
I'm either done or I'm not. And I don't want to quit.
Okay.
But I don't, when I was pregnant, I couldn't smoke.
Right.
So I found vape.
Wow. Yeah.
And I never looked back. And it's easier because I can do, it's not smoke.
It doesn't smell.
It doesn't smell. It's nicotine and water basically and like whatever chemicals. Yeah. But like there's no tobacco. I'm not burning.
Is it a Juul? What is
a Juul? No, this isn't a Juul. A Juul is a different kind of vape. It's there's companies like, there's brands like Marlboro and Camel.
I got it. Yeah.
But, I just don't want you to feel like...
No, I don't feel weird. No, please, vape your heart out, kid. So, but tell me...
So what I was going to say was...
Yeah, hobbies. Define hobbies.
So for lack of a better word on this podcast, it's like something that you do that brings... Just for sheer joy, has nothing to do... No career agenda, no financial gain, no agenda, period. Not that... Because I can't think of any other agendas... Besides money and I guess there's romance and finance, but there's no career, popularity or financial agenda. It's just because you love doing it.
You simply enjoy it. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because when you asked me to be on this podcast, I was like, yes, of course. And then I thought about it and I realized I don't have any hobbies.
Well,
I don't have any hobbies. And it came up last night, as a matter of fact, yesterday or something over the weekend. My brother came over to give my daughter a swim lesson. And somehow they started talking about hobbies. And Bill was like saying to me, you don't have any hobbies. And I was like, yes, I do. And he's like, what are your hobbies? And I was like, Netflix. It's not a hobby. Because I just don't think like, oh, my hobbies are watching movies, reading books, hanging out with my friends. Like, those aren't hobbies.
Why not? I don't know.
Maybe I need to open my mind as to what the definition of a hobby is, because I don't feel like that is an actual hobby.
Well, like, look, just because you don't like do woodworking, it doesn't mean you don't do things for sheer enjoyment with no agenda.
Okay.
Now, sometimes when I watch movies or read, now I do both of those things for pleasure. Who are we kidding? But sometimes for tax reasons.
Oh, sure.
I say that they're for work.
Sure. I'm working.
But that doesn't really count. I mean, like,
slash binging cheer on Netflix.
Yeah. Hello. Right, and just so you know, like, I wanted to be clear. I mean, I didn't bring this up on our text thread because I didn't want to brag, but like, I told you guys to watch Cheer.
You did.
I don't get credit.
You're right. You're right. I think you were the first person in my like universe to mention it. And then I saw people talking about it on Twitter and such. And so I was like, oh, I should give this a try. But it's true. You were the first one that brought it up. So
just so people are listening, not to brag, but I invented Cheer.
You invented Cheer. Wait, so speaking of vaping and juuling, Blondie over there, and I'm not caught up on Cheer, but Blondie there, the kind of the troubled girl.
Lexi.
Yeah. Does she vapes, right?
Yeah.
Her is vape that nicotine? I'm sure it's I'm like, girl, what are you doing?
So she had one of those big vapes that like,
it's huge. That's why I was so confused. They're like, a little
outdated.
Oh,
I think they're like not that fashionable right now, but some people love them because they produce a lot of smoke.
Yes.
So I love my vape. It's a Soren drop. Soren wants to advertise on this podcast. Right. I hope you're listening.
Hashtag SponCon.
Mm-hmm. SponCon. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, I have two because
it's like
I'm
a little
drug
spaceship.
Addict. I know, and it's very discreet.
It's very, yeah, she should get one of those, because that big ass thing looked like she was smoking out of like a Lego or something.
Totally.
Or some kind of,
it was too crazy, but people really like a lot of smoke. I don't care about a lot of smoke. I like the hit, and I like the crackle. It's really nerdy vape shit.
Why do people like a lot of smoke? Because doesn't that make you... I don't know. I thought the whole idea with the vape is that you're kind of inconspicuous a little bit. Like, you're just kind of more low key. But if you're just sort of surrounded by this billowing of smoke, like, that's not very, like, mysterious. Well, maybe it is mysterious, actually. Well, maybe it is like, abracadabra, here I am.
That's a good point. I didn't think of it that way. I don't know if it's supposed to be inconspicuous. I think it's just like an alt to smoking cigarettes, and you know, some people like hookah and that kind of shit.
Yes, I used to smoke hookah, like, oh my god, like living in New York, like going to hookah bars was like the thing to do.
That place across the street from Tompkins in the East Village.
I was gonna say in the East Village, right? Yes, that place was the spot.
Oh yeah,
and it was like, what flavor do we want tonight, guys?
Right. So I was never into hookah. That's your hobby, by the way. No, I'm kidding.
That's my hobby.
Imagine, because I loved smoking cigarettes. Yeah. I just didn't know what the point. Like, what does hookah feel like? Like, what is it?
I'm trying to remember. It was, you know, you get that kind of smoking element, but there was something very calming and relaxing and pleasant about it because it was like a fruit or whatever. It's like an apple flavor or strawberry flavor. So you kind of have this like sort of sweetness. I don't even know what.
Would you just sit there? You guys got to pick one flavor?
Yeah, maybe.
And sit there and just talk and smoke one?
Yeah. And everyone has their little pipe or whatever. Right. And, you know, you just sort of get to pretend that you're like in Morocco or something like this.
That sounds kind of fun to me.
It was fun. It's a very like communal kind of experience, the hookah. I don't know. I see it a lot on like reality shows, like Love and Hip Hop.
Okay.
I feel like Black people like a hookah bar.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, cool. Like, let's hookah.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I thought it was like such a white person thing, like hippies or something. Like,
yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's all just, I'm sure it's bad for you on some level, but I don't think that there's nicotine in it.
Right. There's not.
It's
I don't
not.
Think.
You're just doing it just because it's like a pleasant little chill thing. People smoke to relax, no? Like, don't you feel like it makes you relaxed?
Totally. I mean, yeah. I think it makes me feel, because it's a stimulant, nicotine.
Oh, that's true.
I think it makes me feel relaxed because I'm like getting my nicotine addiction met. So like, okay. Oh my God, I feel so tense. Nicotine, mm-hmm. relaxed, mm-hmm. False relaxation, because I'm just physically addicted to nicotine. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
oh, but you know what it is, though, is that you're actually taking a breath. you are breathing in and breathing out, which is what they say to do when you're like having a freak out. You're spinning. Everyone's like, relax, take a breath. I fucking hate when people say that, by the way.
I know it.
Take a breath. You take a breath. But that's maybe that's what it is that you're actually taking in and releasing, and that's the relaxing part of it.
I think that's probably so true, even though we're not really inhaling oxygen,
right?
The opposite of oxygen, but like there's ideally, something about that
oxygen. Yeah,
that is like.
I also heard too that people who smoke, it's like, obviously you're addicted to the nicotine, but it's also like the ritual of the hand movement and just the sort of like taking it out and lighting it up and sitting back and just like the hands and all that kind of stuff is very.
I mean, you remember?
I do. You I enjoy smoking so much, but like I just, you know, when I was pregnant with my daughter, like it's just, if I was walking behind someone who was smoking cigarettes, it was the most disgusting thing in the world. And I was like, how on earth did I ever smoke? And then I gave birth to her. And then like, you know, however, a year or so later, and I would have like a couple cocktails, I'm like, give me all the cigarettes. Yeah. So, I mean, there's something about it that's very nice. I'm not saying people should smoke, but I get it.
But can you do, think you can do like the occasional cigarette?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I never was one to get addicted to it, which is surprising to me because I have a lot of addiction in my family. Mm. But it was never something that I felt, I don't know, that I was compelled to do all the time. But I have to say, you know, when I was partying a bunch, mm-hmm. definitely cigarettes were also on the menu.
Yeah. It is like a party drug.
So, you know.
So, okay, so back to hobbies. You think you don't have any, but I know you do. And I'll tell you what I think they are.
All right, please.
One, there's something happening with you in fashion.
Okay, sure.
And I've had people on this show talk about online shopping.
Yes.
But there's a difference between online shopping and fashion.
Yeah.
I say that because Nia is right now wearing a Christian Dior, like an amazing cashmere, like cape blanket. Yes. Immediately when I see somebody wearing those, I'm like, I want one. Yeah. And I never get one because I'm like, I don't know how to wear it. But she does. And
And I'm wearing a very simple, like, jogging suit.
Yeah, but there's something that, like, looks very, you put that on and it's all of a sudden very sophisticated.
Yeah.
But also your earrings, your hair thing. Yeah. And then I go to her house a couple weeks ago and there's, like, a Gucci bag on the table and I'm like, oh, hello. And she's like, oh, that's a gift for a friend. Okay.
Listen, I try to give nice gifts.
But there's something like that's a really nice gift and that's dope. And you clearly know.
Yeah.
Like it's just so chic and tasteful and cool. I would love to be that person one day. I'll be that person one day. That's what I'm doing this podcast for.
Did you give it to her? Yeah.
What was it?
It was a wallet to actually match a purse that she had gotten previously. So I was trying to put the things together.
So thoughtful.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Maybe that is my hobby. But for about 9 months or so, I worked in the styling world. Like a few years ago, I took these classes at a place called School of Style. It was just at a hotel and like their conference room.
In New York or LA?
In LA. This was quite some time ago. And the whole idea was like you get sort of a crash course. It was like a 3 or 4 day thing. And the ins and outs of being a stylist. Hmm. And I actually learned a lot and I got some internships from it afterward. And my idea was that maybe I want to do movies, to do costume design or that sort of thing.
But you're an actress.
Right, exactly. So we'll see, this is me sort of exploring so many different facets of working in this business. So I did that and it turns out that I really didn't like it. What I didn't like was red carpet styling. I found that to be very boring and very safe and it's full of politics and all these sorts of things. I was more interested in personal style. So like I helped like our mutual friend Chelsea Peretti a couple couple times, find a couple of different looks, but it didn't end up being a thing that I really felt passionate about. I think I realized that as much as I loved the fashion industry, that I didn't necessarily need to be a part of it.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Fully have the same experience as you. Like, yeah. I was a stylist assistant in my early 20s.
Okay.
It was in New York, so it was for editorial and like ad campaigns, not film or television, which I think being head of wardrobe, costume designer on a movie or TV is one of the hardest jobs on set.
It's really hard. Yeah.
Thankless.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hated doing it. I didn't hate it. It just wasn't for me when I did it in New York for editorial. I love clothes. It's way more creative in New York with editorial, but you don't, like, when you see fashion shoots in Vogue and stuff and they get to like put all those crazy layers together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I assisted this woman, Heather Mary Jackson, who's such an amazing stylist, and I learned so much and it was so much fun, but like they don't get paid for those.
They don't?
No, they're for their book. Like you get paid when you do like Zara or like a big company thing.
Oh, interesting.
But like for magazines, you only get paid if you're on staff there. So if you're just a freelance, if you're just doing freelance stylist, you're doing it for your book.
Okay.
And so it looks really good for your book to do like a Vogue shoot, but then you take that to Zara or Nike or wherever
to get the
money jobs.
Right, 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 right.
In TV and movies, red carpet, I agree. Like it would drive me crazy because it's so homogenized. Even now people are trying a little bit, it's a little bit better, but still like, I don't want to dress other people. I just want to wear fun shit.
Yeah.
I want to dress myself. And I love helping my friends, though.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I ended up getting a couple gigs assisting.
Like personal stylist?
Yeah. But before that, I did some commercials. And that I was excited about. But that also became kind of like lame a little bit. Because you're just shopping at like Zara or H&M and Target and stuff, because it's just a very basic kind of thing. It's not about like the fashion per se. It's about getting this person to look like a mom so she can sell Tide or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
And then in terms of personal styling, I did do one closet clean out with this one actress, and I mean, she wasn't happy with it because I literally wanted to throw out everything. I mean, because she had a lot of the same stuff. So she had like, you know, four or five long gray cardigans. And I was like, okay, we don't need this many long gray cardigans. But she was like, no, but this is my like house cardigan. And this is my like grocery shopping cardigan. And I'm just like, no one needs that many cardigans.
Long gray cardigans.
To do simple errands. No. Like, it's not necessary
to
have that.
Keep the cashmere one with the pockets.
Yeah, keep
the
nice ones. Keep the nice ones. But it was difficult for her. But yeah, what I ended up doing was I went through her closet on my own. And I was like, why don't you just chill out for a minute? Let me just kind of do my thing. And I pulled out the stuff that I wanted to keep. And it was, you know, it wasn't a lot of stuff. And so I don't think she was quite happy with that. So we did her little closet cleanup, and it was on her to get rid of the stuff. Right. These were just my suggestions. And I had her try things on. I took pictures. I sent them to her, all the stuff, but she wasn't into it. But to get back to your point in terms of hobbies,
that's like a personal thing, though, by the way.
Oh, it is. It's very, and I would be hard pressed for anyone to come into my closet and do the same to me, because I feel like I self edit a lot. Yeah. I do a purge 2 to 3 times a year.
Yeah.
And I sell stuff, I donate stuff, whatever the case. So I feel like I already have kind of a lean selection already. Yeah. So if someone were to come in and be like, get rid of this, I'd be like, no.
And you would have to trust them. And even my friends who have like amazing, they're like my closest friends and have amazing personal style and maybe work in fashion for a living, I still think that they would throw stuff, get rid of stuff of mine that like, they just don't know. Like, you know, I know that like, I actually use this or wear this a lot or I want to, it's hard. But anyway, I want you to, in terms of hobbies, what were you thinking?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking,
'cause I had another one too, but keep going.
Excuse me. And maybe you're right. Maybe it's, my interest in fashion is a bit of a hobby, because I do kind of make it my business to sort of look for things that I see that may not be identified, you know, straight away.
Do you watch like the fashion shows, like
Project Runway or something like that?
Or like when they come out on like Vogue.com every fashion week?
Oh, yeah. I do watch the shows.
And do you watch like, do you know like new designers as well as like classic?
Somewhat.
Right.
Somewhat. I feel like I'm falling a little behind on some of the new ones, but I ordered a bunch of stuff from a newish designer and I can't even pronounce her name. It's Maisie something.
How do you spell it?
M-A-I-S-I-E, I think is the first name, and the last name I think begins with a W.
From her site or from?
From like Farfetch.
From Farfetch. Okay.
From Farfetch. So she was working for Kanye. Mm. And then she had her own line and he, I think, helped fund it or whatever it is, kind of like helped push her. And of course, he put all the girls in Calabasas in her fashions and all of especially Kylie's friends. They all wear it
Maisie
now, too.
Maisie Willen?
That's it. But she does this sort of like half moon print on a lot of her stuff. And so I had a friend that I know through Instagram. We actually have never met in real life, but we've like FaceTimed, we chat all the time. She bought something from this designer, some pants, and I was like, "Is that Maisie? What's her last name?
Willen?"
And she's like, "Yes, it's amazing."
Well, I don't know how it's pronounced. Why? This is amazing. Like,
is that pink? Okay, so that has a bunch of holes in it. That's kind of a Chanel knockoff, by the way. That look.
Oh, really?
It is, but it's okay.
I would buy a Chanel knockoff. I also love those.
Yeah,
like these. So she does really good prints.
She has really good prints. So I found myself ordering like four different things and like various sizes because I'm like, I don't know how it's gonna fit. Mm-hmm. And you know, who knows when they'll be arriving anytime, I'm hoping. And
cute her shit though.
But like Leslie, it's shopping though. Is that a hobby?
But
like,
I didn't know about this design. First of all, yes. I mean, look, there's some people who hate shopping.
Yeah.
I'm really specific about shopping.
Me too.
And like, yeah, it's something, even just looking, mm-hmm. like not always buying. And trust me, I love buying. But just looking at certain places and like doing my thing brings me joy and calms me down. Like,
yeah, I feel the same way. And I don't like to shop with people particularly.
Same. There's very few people who...
Very few.
People who understand...
Yeah.
What we're doing.
Yeah.
Which is not talking, going our separate ways.
100%.
Occasionally asking... What do you think?
I can't deal when people like we're like sort of trailing each other around the store. Like, please don't do that. Like, please go over there.
Yeah.
And I'll go over here.
We're in different areas. Time, if the person is done and I'm not, they can figure out how to make it work. Okay, I'm going to go get coffee. I'll meet you, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to go to this store. Great, I'll meet you there. It's not personal. It's like... Mm-hmm. Occasionally I'll want to be like, what do you think about this? What do you think about the price?
Yeah.
Want your opinion.
Yeah.
Try stuff on.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's a very independent, like people who know.
Yeah. 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 All right. Well then I'm feeling better about that. Okay. So maybe that is a hobby of mine to seek out interesting clothing and to find a way to incorporate it into my life.
I mean,
I am in my life.
Yeah, but like fashion is also, it isn't, people who also love shopping aren't always fashion people. Like,
right,
I didn't know
true.
About this designer.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing if I see something like on Instagram and I'll click on it or, you know, I like to get to the bottom of things and find shit that like, is hard to find. I do love the search. It's part of it.
Yeah, I love the search.
Right?
I bought a pair of shoes. They haven't arrived yet. I don't know what I was thinking or who I think I am, but Rihanna was walking through the airport wearing like, you know, a sweatsuit and like these little pumps that were all sparkly. And I was like, oh my God, I have to have those shoes. Now, I have no business buying anything that Rihanna wears. And this is not a knock at myself, but I'm just like, if you're not fucking Rihanna, like, don't even try it. Just like, put it down, put it away. We'll see what happens when these shoes actually come. But when I went back to look at my purchase, I really looked at those shoes and I was like, wait a minute.
Well, who makes them?
They're Bottega Veneta.
And this outfit sounds great to me. A sweatsuit with little heels.
And she was in the airport, okay?
There's nothing.
Like, she was killing it. There's nothing she can't do. And so, and I'm just like, okay, so where am I going to wear these? In the airport? No, because I wear sneakers in the airport.
Yeah, you're not wearing heels to fly.
No, I don't strut through the airport in heels. No one's trying to take my picture. I'm just trying to get through it without, like, having an emotional breakdown. No, she's like walking through LAX like with nothing.
I would kill to see Rihanna at the airport.
I mean, would you just die? Die to see her at the airport and have her snub you? Because, you know, you'd be like, Rihanna, I love you. And she'd sort of give you like a little and like keep it moving. Like, oh, she's amazing.
Did you say I love you?
I would say that. I would say, Rihanna, I love you. And but then she would just sort of like,
oh, this was a picture of her at the airport?
Yeah, this was a picture of her at the airport. This wasn't an actual.
Okay.
No, if I saw Rihanna in the airport, like, oh.
What would she do?
I don't know what I would do. I would freak out, but I would be quiet. I would be, you see, I try to maintain my cool in situations like that. I'm internally freaking out, but I try to maintain my cool, try to keep my distance. I don't ask for much for pictures from anybody.
He'd be like, there's Rihanna.
That's how I would be.
And he'd be like, what? Like, what? Okay.
I am obsessed with what celebrities wear, though. I will admit that.
At the airport specifically, I am too.
At the airport specifically?
Okay, no, I do.
I just kinda like anywhere.
I love seeing what celebrities wear, but I really love airport looks.
Uh-huh. Well, because they really try.
They try, but you know it's going to be like, I'm trying to be casual and comfortable, but I also know I'm going to be photographed. Yes. So to me, that's good regular day outfit inspiration.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot of celebrities I see, like, when I haven't, like, looked at an Us Weekly in so long, but, like, I would see a lot of, like, leggings and, like, gym.
Yeah, sure.
Which I don't care for that. I don't want to see that.
Right.
I'm, like, fine. unless it's, like, a really cute workout look, like Madonna's daughter.
Lourdes?
She's the best style.
She really is the best.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
She's an amazing dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And her workout looks, like Madonna, are like, they just look good.
Wait, so where are you? You're seeing this
on
online?
Pinterest?
On Pinterest. I need to pin that shit because I love Pinterest.
Wait, what?
Pinterest. Is that a hobby? Pinterest a hobby? I Pinterest like every day.
Me too.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I didn't know this.
I have a hobby.
I get made fun of all the time. Because
what? Who makes fun of Pinterest?
Because I think
it's the best resource ever. Anytime I see something
old.
It's for
old people.
Oh.
It's for like us.
Okay.
Who cares?
Anytime I see anything online that is remotely interesting.
It's on my home page screen.
I have to pin it.
Are you under your name?
I think I'm under Tenderheaded Films, which was like my like little production company that maybe.
Tenderheaded.
TBD. Films. Like, So, yeah, anything that's remotely interesting to me, whether it be a paint color, a rug, that's me. Follow me, bitch. A paint color, a rug.
Everything.
Anything. A beauty product that some editor is like, you know what I do every night? Like, yep. Squeeze, like, whatever.
You have private boards?
I have private boards.
Me too. I got private ones.
Everybody needs to see what I'm dealing with. I'll tell you one of
my. I'll tell you one of my private. I'll tell you one of my private boards if you tell me one of yours.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, so one of my private boards is like, it's called Visions with a Z at the end.
Of course.
And it's like, it's like vision board for like. When I'm on, this is so embarrassing. What I'm about to say.
What?
Like one day, like Met Ball or like red carpet looks.
I love that. That's not embarrassing.
It's so.
That's aspirational.
Yeah, it's aspirational. But I'm like, what would I wear?
When I go to the Met Ball, this is what I would wear.
Yeah. Or even though like I might not get to choose because like I don't know if you get to choose. Or like, you know, when I go to the Oscars or something.
Yes. I want to start a board like this.
Yeah, do it.
This is exciting. My only secret board I had was when I was pregnant. And so it was my pregnancy chic. I call it a pregnancy chic board.
I love
that.
And
I had that. I just kept it private because, you know, when I was carrying my daughter, I was trying to keep it private.
And also
no, I want a board like that.
Do it.
I have one board. I forget what it's called, but used to be very like into, like gangster mafia girlfriend style. So it would have
Like Drea De Mateo.
It would have Adriana. 100 pictures of her and like she's Annabella Sciorra, also from that era. So, like Annabella Sciorra's character Gloria on The Sopranos. Like
oh
when
my
she,
God.
I was like, oh bitch, like
so
that
beautiful.
is. And then
wait, I'm looking through your board.
I met Drea in real life.
She's the best,
and she dresses like that, but like better. She's more of a hippie.
Yeah,
like she's a rock chick.
Yeah, Drea has a vintage store.
She's smart.
Yeah, and she is like. First of all, Drea, she's going to be on this show. She's
so you know her too.
Yeah, she's awesome. Well,
she's
like
so cool.
I met her through one of my best friends, Chrissy, who Drea lived upstairs from her on 2nd Ave. And Chrissy is like a mini Drea. Mm-hmm. Like Drea is like her big sister, even though they're like pretty close in age probably. But like through Chrissy, we all met her and she's so fucking funny.
Yeah, she is.
Her kids are great.
Amazing.
She's like a great mom and like,
she
but
is
yeah,
a good mom.
She's awesome.
She has really good energy, but she, yeah.
She'd hang out
she
with
doesn't,
us.
She doesn't dress like Adriana. No, she doesn't. She dresses like
she does
a
vintage
cool
jeans.
Rock chick from like the 70s.
She's got like really good vintage t-shirts, like
yeah,
that kind of
she's
thing.
She's like, she's got it very much
she's
going
hilarious.
On.
She's hilarious.
But I was obsessed with that kind of look for a minute. And I was like, I wonder if this is anything that I could sort of pull off. And I remember Filth Mart living in New York, and I went in there and I was so intimidated, and none of the jeans had
oh my
any
God.
Stretch.
Is that it?
And I
Femme
just couldn't
Fatale?
Do it. Femme Fatale. Oh, Sharon Stone in Casino. Hello.
You can do this. First of all, the first picture that's coming up.
It's like, what do I want to wear when I'm drinking and taking pills in the middle of the day?
Which is a housewife's look.
Right.
So that was what I was going to say. Your other hobby was is reality shows.
Ugh.
Because I know TV and movies, which
is
fine. Look, everybody.
I feel like it's a bad. I'm less ashamed about it now, but there's still some shame.
Every single person I know watches reality shows. I feel ashamed that I don't.
Right.
I really love Drag Race, and so like I'll watch that.
Yeah, that's fun.
But like, I don't know when it's on. I don't record it.
Yeah.
And when I go to watch Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or whatever streaming, I'm not picking Drag Race. I'm picking, I watch like a lot of horror movies and drama, not even comedy. So every single one of my friends, even Paul, was like, The Bachelor starts tonight. Do you want to get into it? And I'm like, oh, maybe.
Wow, your husband actually suggested that show for you to watch, whereas my husband like literally has to leave the room whenever I put on Bravo. And I'm like, well, bye, because this is what I'm watching. No, I am fascinated with female friendships, relationships, how they can just go so, so very wrong so quickly over the most petty things. And the thing is, I watch these shows, but that is not my life. I don't have situations right. where I'm constantly like, well, this person said this, and this person said that, and then, that's not my life. You know, I don't want it to be my life. In instances where things have come up where it's been like that, I shy away from it. I don't like to participate in that kind of behavior, but I will watch it.
But don't you think that it's like, it's not like it's a documentary, it's a reality show. So my sister, who's a producer of reality shows, like, not that I'm trying to blow up her spot, she doesn't work on Housewives or anything, but like they egg them on, they put them in scenarios, they milk it so it isn't real. Like, you don't have that drama with your friends,
no.
do you?
No, of course not. No. I don't think it's funny. I do think it's funny. And while I'm watching it now, I know intellectually, yes, that all those things happen. But for that hour, it's all real.
Right, totally.
It's all real. It's all happening. People are that upset. But it's like, how many times, yeah, in life do you get together with your girlfriends over lunch to go over what happened last night at, like, you know, my lip gloss launch party? How dare you? This night is about me. And now you're coming in here making it about you. This is my business. I'm a businesswoman. Like, I love all that bullshit. But in life, absolutely not.
Wait, I know somebody who's either on Real Housewives New York or is going to be on it, Leah from Married to the Mob.
I was going to say, feel like when I saw, I meant to ask you that.
Oh, yeah, I love
because
her.
Because when I saw that she was on it, I was like, I feel like this is someone that Leslie knows. Like, it just seems like she would be one of your girls.
So we went.
So that's next season.
It's next season. So she hasn't been on it yet.
Not yet.
So we went to, she had a party in December. Because I was in New York in December. Uh-huh. And we went. And it was like a Real Housewives party. Me and my friends all went out to dinner. And then we were like, we're going to Leah from Married to the Mob's party. It's a Housewives party. I didn't know. I was like, okay, fine. Like, I didn't think to ask what they meant. Uh-huh. And then and then when we got there, we saw, who's that tall one?
Luann.
We saw Luann was there.
Yep.
And I was like, what's happening? And then my friends were freaking out. And I was like, what's happening? Mm. I think that they had stopped filming by the time we got there, or maybe they, I didn't see that kind of crew.
She does not strike me as a Real Housewives person at all, which is why it's going to be very interesting.
I gotta watch her
to see
season.
How she fits in. She's younger. She's much younger than them.
Yeah, she's, Leah's cool.
I know she has a daughter. Uh-huh. She has a business, like a legit business. She's been like a New York chick on the scene for quite some time.
Yeah.
So she has, but she's in such a different world from them.
She's so
They're
excited.
Like Upper East Side, like that kind of whole thing. Like, she's in a whole other, it'll be very interesting.
They seem like old, even if they're like the same age as us.
No,
but like, don't they
seem, but they're not the same. That main crew is not the same age as us. Maybe that Tinsley Mortimer, the sort of fallen society girl, is. But the rest of them, no, they are not our age. No shade, ladies, no shade, but you are older than us. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But
wait, when does Leah's season start?
I don't know. Sometime this year, though.
That I will watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I love
we
the Real
should
House.
Watch it. Okay. Wait, should we watch it together?
Yeah, because
let's
that's
make it a
nice way to get together and do something.
Yes.
And we live so close.
That's perfect. All right, we're doing it.
Are you?
Let's do it.
And we can, whatever's easiest for you in terms of house-wise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get the DVR. We'll fire the DVRs up on both of our ends.
I love
that. And then
that.
We'll just decide where we're going. That's it.
I want to get into it again.
Hobby. You and me, a joint hobby.
Okay. And then like this time, and then a year from now.
Yeah.
We're going to revisit you on the podcast.
Yes.
And talk about it.
And we'll talk about it.
But I have a couple of questions.
Shoot.
One is just out of curiosity in terms of your fashion hobby.
Okay.
Like, I want to know what you kind of did talk about it already with Maisie Willen. But like, is there anything really high end that you bought recently that you love, or like your favorite? Like, this Dior thing you're wearing is great.
This is probably
your favorite.
This is probably
or most recent or most favorite.
This is my most favorite. This is my most favorite.
I want to know about some special items you have.
Yeah, I mean, I was in Vegas, and I am that shopper where I'm very casual most of the time, and I'm not wearing makeup, and I'm not whatever. But when I do shop, I do have a tendency to shop kind of big. So I do have representatives at various boutiques in the country who have helped me procure certain items.
You have reps?
I have relationships.
Okay, I love that. I have cards.
I have a Fendi person. I have a Dior person. I have a Bottega Veneta person. I have a Prada person. I do not. I have an inside track. I have a, hey, Nia, like, this is what's coming out. Like, let me know if you want something. And that... Okay. It's very bougie, which is very on brand for me.
Yeah.
And I really feel like it's essential.
Where are you from again? Jersey?
No, I'm not from Jersey. How dare you?
I know. No, I thought you were from someplace close to where I was from.
I'm from Boston originally. I was born in Boston, but I was raised in Atlanta. Atlanta also happens to be my favorite housewife franchise. They're the funniest.
Yeah.
And they are the shadiest. Like, they insult each other like, oh, it's just...
Why did I think you were from Jersey?
It's beautiful. I don't know. I don't mind Jersey at all.
Maybe because Are you from Jersey? Long Island.
Oh, okay.
Usually when
I had a boyfriend from Long Island.
I probably know him. I might. What town?
Huntington?
That's one of my neighboring towns.
Oh, fuck. Well, we'll talk about this offline, girl.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Is he in our grade?
Mm-hmm. Our grade!
I know we're in the same grade.
Are we in the same grade?
I think he might be a year younger than me.
Okay. He went to my college.
What college did you go to?
In Boston, Emerson. I'll just leave it at that.
Because we're
mildly in touch. That's not... No. Wait. We're not that in touch. It's more like, hey, this happened. I heard about for you. Good job. You too, buddy. And that's it. That's the extent of our in-touchness. Huh?
I almost went there.
You did? Really?
I went to Hampshire.
Yeah.
But it was like... School. So was Emerson. Harris and Armin and like a bunch of our buddies went there.
Yep.
Okay, so...
So
you have the inside track. I want to know like some special pieces, and we can take a picture. We'll take a Polaroid of me.
I bought a pair of shoes. Speaking of Bottega Veneta, oh god, this is like so awful. So, a certain Jenner was wearing them. Uh-huh. It's only two, so just you can probably figure it out. a certain Jenner was wearing a pair of shoes, and I was like, that outfit is trash, but those shoes are bomb. So I was searching. Couldn't find them anywhere. They're sold out. Bam, they pop up. I buy them. They have the most delicate little chains on them. Mm. Very, very delicate chains. So in my excitement, when they arrived, I shoved my foot in it and pop, the chain just broke up. No kind of, just hook it back together. No, it actually broke, which actually makes me wonder about the quality of their shoes. Anyhow, I wasn't very careful with them. I took it to the store on Rodeo, and I was like, hey, can you help me with these shoes? And they're like, ooh, yeah, no, we can't with that because, you know what, you just return them, and they'll give you a refund. It's fine. They'll pop up again. You can get them again if you want to. You have a month. And I was like, all right, fine. A month came and went. Those shoes are still sitting in my closet. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, my God.
But I think I'm going to have to call my guy in Boston. My guy in Boston at Bottega Veneta and talk to him and say, Andres, how can I fix this problem?
I think that's very chic and very bougie. Can I give you a non-bougie solution?
Please.
Take him to the cobbler on Hillhurst.
That's my dude. Do you think he'll be able to?
I don't know what the chain looks like, but it can't hurt. It's so close. It's like $10 to fix anything there.
Yeah, that's true.
Best deal in town.
All right. I'll go. I won't give up hope yet. But yeah, they're sitting in my closet. I haven't worn them. I haven't done anything about it. Yeah, I could have returned them by now and probably gotten a new thing. But life happens and you forget these things or whatever.
It's a pain in the ass.
But then I also told you guys how.
I'm surprised the store wouldn't do it for you.
I was annoyed by that. I bought a vintage Hermes bag and I went to Hermes and I said, can you help me with this clasp? And they held on to it for 3 days and they called me and they were like, come get this thing because we can't touch it. You didn't buy it from us.
Oh my God.
You bought
it from
a third party. I went to a handbag shoe repair place up the street in Beverly Hills. They fixed it and I had it like the next day.
Totally.
So yeah, there's something to be said about, to your point, just taking it to like your local person and they can probably help you out because sometimes the stores are like, ooh, but it's yucky.
The store should have returned it for you at the very least. Okay, here's
They could have taken it. They could have taken it. Those lazy assholes.
But that's bullshit. They do shipping. That's all they do all day.
It's true.
So.
Wow.
Bottega Veneta, if you're listening to this, come on with the customer service.
With the customer service, let's go.
So let me ask you the question I ask everybody before we peace out.
Okay.
If there was like a goal hobby, a dream hobby, something that you would love to be your hobby, it isn't now. It might be one day. Like I really want to get into horseback riding. This is a lie. I'm just the first thing that came to my head. I'm indifferent to horseback riding, but like, you know, it's never too late for somebody to become an equestrian. A talent in the equestrian arts. Mm-hmm. So is there something like that? Like some people say gardening, some people say skiing, you know, some people say sewing.
I thought you were about to say crack.
Crack. Some people say that as well. I've never tried crack.
No, you said horseback riding, and I just remembered horseback riding used to be my hobby. This is what happened. So a few years ago, long before I got pregnant, I was taking horseback riding lessons.
Really?
Not too far from here. Because I love horses. And so just briefly, when I was a girl, I went to Girl Scout camp. It was like sleepaway camp, right? Mm-hmm. And I was very excited for it. And we had the horse day, and that's what I was all about. I was like, I've never really seen a horse up close. I've never really ridden one. This woman brings her horse out, Mocha. I'll never forget. And horses are stubborn, you know? And this horse was just not feeling it because sometimes they're just really not in the mood to do anything. They just don't want anything to do with you. They're like people.
Mm-hmm.
And she kicked this horse so hard in the shinned ankle area and said, don't be stupid, Mocha. And it freaked me out. And I felt such pain in my heart for that horse. And then for all horses going forward, for many, 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 many years, I would just sort of look at them and admire them, but feel so sad because I'm like, they're treated so horribly because that was my first time seeing anyone interact with a horse in that way. So I was like, you know what? I actually want to do horseback riding. Horseback riding is not too far from where we live. I did lessons for months and months and months. I went Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and I'm a sleep-in person. I'm not a get up early and get it going person.
Yeah.
But I would be so excited. It filled me with such calm and such peace. And then many months later, I got pregnant for the first time and I had a miscarriage at eight and a half weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, once I found out I was pregnant, I was like, I can't do horseback riding anymore. And obviously in the beginning it was probably fine, but I was like, I can't do it. I just don't want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I lost the baby and I was so sad and I was so depressed for the entire summer that I never went back to horseback riding. And as soon as you said horseback riding, it was like a light bulb just went off in my head where I would go riding. I would like brush the horses down. I would like do the whole thing. That was my hobby.
Okay, so you're going to get back into it.
And I need to get back into it because it brought me so much. How did I forget?
I don't know.
That quickly, though,
you know,
when it was such a big like part of my heart and like healing my relationship with horses and that whole trauma of seeing that go down. It like made me have such an appreciation and a sensitivity for them. And then to ride them and to be around them properly and to treat them well. It really did something for my soul. And then I let it go.
It's because you had a kid. And so time gets crazy
like,
and weird.
Oh my God,
but like,
horseback riding.
You're
going to
get
Leslie.
Back into it. I can see you. That's very you. And you also.
Oh, and the outfits I could put together.
The outfits you can put together, first of all. But also,
oh
like,
God,
your face
speak.
Just like lit up. Like, the second.
Yeah.
Like,
I forgot about it. I forgot about it until just now.
In a little bit, you're going to get back into it.
God. Holy shit.
And it's a good thing for your kid too.
And my daughter rides the ponies and everything, but it was still like a block, like, oh, that's a thing that I used to do. It was a thing that brought me, and it was something just for me.
Well, you're going to do it. You can spend, what is it, an hour? How long does it take?
It was an hour.
So you do an hour a week. Like, you can have that to yourself. You deserve that.
That was all it was. And it was so beautiful. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Wow. This turned out to be
year from now when
extremely therapeutic.
I'm so glad. When we revisit this, we're going to revisit the housewives conversation, yes, and how horseback riding is going. I'm serious. Like,
and I also just remembered that I always wanted to own a horse, a sort of a lighter brown colored with a blondish mane. And I wanted to name it Almond.
Oh, cute.
Oh, my God, you guys.
You're going to have a horse one day. Woo! You guys are Almond. I mean, come on.
I'm going to get my Almond.
You're going to have your Almonds. This is like you're rich and you're going to keep getting richer. Oh, and I'm going
to
come visit you with
from
like
your
chandeliers,
lips to God's ears.
Chandeliers and horses, diamonds dripping.
We'll go to Christian Dior in Las Vegas and we'll see my girl Elena and great, she'll hook everybody up.
Great. I can't
Cash
wait.
Cash throws for everybody.
Oh, I'm so happy and excited to be your lifelong friend.
Leslie, thank you so much for this.
I love you, Nia.
I love you.
It was so therapeutic. Okay.
This was great. Super fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Want to talk to Leslie about your hobbies? Call our toll-free hotline at 844-370-VOID. That's 844-370-VOID. Rate and review Filling the Void on Apple Podcasts. Filling the Void is an Erios original with editing by Tracy Levy and original score by Michael Cassidy.
Erios.
Powered by Acast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.